Good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Centralist. I hope everyone's having a great evening, great afternoon, great morning. You know, we are a worldwide show. This show does really air more in the U.S., but we are around the world. A lot of interesting stuff been going on. We're going to talk a little bit about the G7. We're going to talk a little bit about how the world looks at Biden versus the way our country looks at Biden. We're going to talk a little bit about Canada and what's going on up in that neck of the woods. A lot of interesting stuff going up there. A lot of stuff in general going on around the world. Also, too, we're going to talk a little bit about this supposed defection of this Chinese leader to America. They're saying he knows what politicians and what business people have been giving stuff to China. I was wondering lately why all these Democrats were getting all jumpy and bumpy, and now it kind of explains why. Now they're talking about sanctions on China, sanctions on Canada, firing a bunch of our own people. It's going to be interesting. But anyway, we have Laura Lee and Michael with us tonight. I don't know where everybody else is. We put out like 50 invites, and I think we got three of us. But that's about usual, usually four or five of us. That's about usual. But I'm going to let Laura Lee properly introduce herself and Michael while I go flip on the other service. Okay. I'll be right back.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome. We used to do The Centralist on Friday nights. We're here on Wednesday night tonight because there's so much to talk about. We're on 107.7 in New Orleans, Louisiana. I want to remind you guys, please pop over to the Beautiful Paranormal Network channel on YouTube. That's where we can interact on the chat. Joe can see everybody. Michael and I can see him. We just can't type everybody. I have a show on Monday nights called The Angel Rock. It's on from 8 p.m. to 10 Central, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. And that's about it. So here's Michael and me.
Hello, everybody. How's it going out there? What's going on? What's happening? Have you seen those UFOs in the sky? Are they coming to get you? Have you been abducted? We're not talking about UFOs tonight, but we're talking about, I think all these shows kind of are interwoven, politics and paranormal. Yes. Anyway, but of course, I do Discovery Paranormal every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, and also the Red Pill News every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, and that's about it.
That's about it. So other than that, yeah, we've just about done the UFO thing to death. But you know what, Michael, I think you're right. Like, it's so hard to separate all this stuff. Like, I was listening to that Chinese female scientist that defected to the U.S. when the COVID started. And she did a speech the other day talking about what she knew about the Chinese government and what she knew that this was, she was saying it's a weapon of mass destruction. She was saying all kinds of stuff. So it was, but she's being protected here in the U.S. Like, she can never go back home, she said, which is kind of sad, but it's the truth, right?
I don't know. If I was her, I wouldn't want to go back. You know what I mean? It's not the safest place in the world.
Nope.
And yeah, China's up to all kinds of shenanigans. So, you know, but what's going to come of it? They're going to come out with some amazing information that's going to, you know what, even if they're guilty of something, what do you do? You know, aside from going to war,
right? Exactly.
Because they have sanctions. Mm-hmm. Do the sanctions work? I mean, people say they're working. I don't know. There's a terrible backlash, too. And I tried not to buy anything Chinese, you know.
And
it's difficult, though. But, you know, they're just not a country to be trusted. And now, maybe if the world could isolate them in some way, that's something. But doubtful.
I don't know, because, like, and then we're in a battle kind of with them, because we've got the girl from Huawei that you guys over in the U.S. asked us to hang on to. So they are two Michaels, as they're called, and Mr. Fancy Pants there isn't doing a thing about it. Apparently they're in pretty bad conditions, and it was done as payback for us taking the girl from Huawei. So we're in trouble.
Yeah, I think that China, you know, they're stoking the flames because they see an open window, but it's not going to do them any good. And, you know, right now, I mean, they have a problem with COVID right now. They're not really reporting the numbers, but they're locking down a lot of their areas again. Same for Russia, same for other places, even Brazil and Mexico, you know. So, you know.
Actually, the people I know in Mexico, it is completely open. They're in Sinaloa. They all through the winter, everything. They didn't have anything that we did. They're from Canada. And if you can winter there, they can't come back because of what happening, trying to come back into the country,
even citizen. Yeah, you stay out of those populated areas, you know, or go to the Baja Peninsula, you probably fare a lot better in a place like that. But still, you know, it's something that's not going to go away until it goes away. But you know, here in the United States, everything's wide open, wide open. It doesn't even make any sense what they're doing, but whatever.
Not, well, I shouldn't say that, because actually what they did was they reopened Ontario finally, and it was a mix of Black Friday and what we have in Canada here called Boxing Day, which I think you might know, but some people don't know what Boxing Day is. It was crazy. It's still lining up. I was out. I got home 10 minutes before we started, and I was lucky because things are still lined up, but you can't even walk in.
Isn't that sad? You know, and the power and control that's available to these politicians, and now they have this like emergency use power that they can just kind of flex.
They extended our guy extended till December, and then I was discussing this with someone. I just was, oh crap, I forgot to send them the screenshot I took, that there, as we understood it, this Bill C-10 is not supposed to go through. Now, I didn't get a chance to watch Rebel News, which is independent. They set something out today that they did sneak it in. So if Bill C-10 goes through here in Canada, they could, government controls what you watch. You know, not watch anything else other than what they say. And on top of that, they're going after people like what we do. So Dell and I wouldn't be able to say certain things, or we could be jailed or fined. The same as on social media, they're going after people on social media too.
That's because they love y'all Canadians.
Sure they do. Not.
They love y'all. They think y'all the bestest thing since Christ.
Meanwhile, we're sitting here with our guns, like laughing and stuff, like, right, Joey? Like, Joe's waving his pistol around.
He's in love with his gun and his skull. What's her name again? They're having a love affair. You said your skull and the gun, Joe?
That's right. They were having a little affair. Martha's around here somewhere. She'll be on cam in a minute. But yeah, Martha don't play around with these people. Matter of fact, I was thinking about my dentist today, that no good bastard. They
I sent you a whole bunch of stuff to help you.
Well, no, I went. Just this is, by the way, we might as well give their name out. This is Aspen Dental Clinic, ladies and gentlemen.
Aspen's the worst, man.
These people. So, real quick story here. Why am I not on cam?
Anybody? I'll tell you. I'll tell my story after you tell yours.
Well, go ahead first. Go ahead, man. I'll let you go.
I went to Aspen Dental to have a tooth filled, right? And it was really bothering me. This Asian woman comes in, and then she's like looking at me, and she starts like giving me a needle, and then, you know, it wasn't numb. And I told her, I'm like, it's not numb. And then she's telling me she hasn't been a dentist in over 20 years. And that
is her
first day back, right? And she starts drilling into my tooth, and I'm feeling every bit of it. And then she got down all the way to the nerves, and I needed a root canal in the damn tooth. Oh, man. I went out of there in unbelievable pain, and I never went back to Aspen again. So,
no, I'm blaming you. They are something else. I seen them 18 months ago, before COVID, and I got a retreat on the brain. So I seen him. I was having his tooth in the bottom right. It was bothering me. So I went in and said, oh, no. So he did all this. It spent like $3,000-$4,000. He did all his work. Got me all new bottom stuff, new partials and stuff. Really nice. Did a good job on. Didn't fix the problem with the tooth, though. When I clipped in a partial, it started hurting. So for like 3 weeks, they had to keep me on pain meds. So I quit hurting for about 18 months. I was going to get a root canal in it from a different company, but COVID, I got COVID, and then they just closed for a while because they're like, oh, it's COVID. We ain't working on nobody. So I go back to Aspen, was it yesterday? I said, look, this tooth is killing me. What can we do for it? Can we get it fixed? Can we do this? Can we do that? Well, it wouldn't bother me when I went in. So I guess they thought I was lying or something. I said, no, chick, this thing is killing me. I mean, it literally. So she gives me Advil 800s and sends me home. So we're going to get you scheduled. I'm like, really? So I get home, man, about midnight, my tooth started. Advil didn't do shit for it. I took three of them. Like, I didn't give myself a damn heart attack. My blood pressure was like 200 over what, 101 or something by midnight. Lucky I didn't have a heart attack. So I call them today. I said, look, you got to give me something stronger. I'm going to give you Tylenol. So they run me, you know, they're about an hour from my house. So I run out there to go get them, come back. I get home, find out. Yeah, they gave me Tylenol, regular Tylenol, 500 milligrams. So they made me drive an hour. Yeah, they made me drive an hour, waste $30 in gas to buy a $2 and a 500 milligram amphetamine, which I could have got anywhere. I'm thinking about suing them just over that. I mean, that and the fact that they never did fix the problem from day one. So I'm thinking malpractice here. If y'all listen tonight, I wouldn't recommend Aspen to anybody, people. These people are rude, obnoxious, don't want to take care of you, don't don't care, lie to you just to get you off the phone.
It's all about the money.
Twice. Yeah, I asked, yeah. And that's the other thing. So I'm there yesterday. She goes, well, you know, that was just a temp. That's probably what's making your tooth hurt. Let us do the new one, and it won't hurt. No, I said, sweetie, I came in here for that tooth. It's not that the temp ain't got nothing to do with that tooth.
Right.
But yeah, it makes it hurt more because it's still got the metal clip on it and shit, but that wasn't what the problem was. The problem was it was already hurt. I said, so here we are 18 months later, still got the same problem, still got the same thing. So I told them, so I call them today, you know, and they said they're going to give me this med. So this woman just won't write anything hard. Yes, I'm like, you know, Tylenol 4 is not even a real drug in this country. And no. So I'm going to call their corporate office in the morning. I'm just going to let loose on them. And then I'm going to call them and say, I want all my money refunded for both things. I said, if not, I'm just going to lay into y'all until I do some serious damage to your company. I said, because this is bullshit. I shouldn't even have to go through this. I shouldn't have to be arguing with this girl about this. I guess they just assume everybody's lying, which comes in, which is actually illegal in our country to do. You know, I keep telling her. I mean, last night it was hurting me so bad I couldn't even walk from my bedroom from my kitchen. I just couldn't do it. It was just literally. At one point I said, man, maybe I should go to the emergency room because I felt like pain that high. You know, once you break 200, you're in stroke range. So.
Just couldn't do it.
So I'm like, you know, here they are. And I told them all this today, and they just don't care. Then I find out my dentist, I asked him, well, let me talk to the guy who did my work originally. So, he's on vacation until the middle of July. And I said, really? I'm like, yeah. So then I said, well, how long is it going to take to get this root canal? And she said, well, we're 2 to 3 weeks out. We'll give you this one. Maybe they can do it faster. I said, so wait, let me get this straight. I said, you want me to be on ibuprofen for 2 to 3 weeks with a tooth that's having nerve issues? Now, it's not exposed. It feels like it's exposed, but it's not. I can't find any place that it's exposed, but it feels like it is.
That's what I have. It's cracked.
Yeah. No, they did an x-ray on it. It looks fine. That's the whole problem. That's probably why they got so upset with me about it, because the tooth looks fine. But they already know it's an ongoing problem from 18 months ago. That's why I didn't even understand why I was getting all this questioning. So you need to go back and look at my records. Nah, they don't care. They really don't. I mean, as far as they go, I found them to be rude, obnoxious, always trying to upsell you. It's just kind of ridiculous the way they do things over there. So I'm going to put it out to y'all. If y'all have had a bad experience with Aspen, please write to me. I'm going to compile them all up. I'm getting ready to put all on my Facebook pages and everywhere else. And y'all can write to me about it. Hopefully I'll make it through the show. I just took two of the big and Tylenols. And then you know what really pissed me off more is I have a bottle of 100 Tylenols, those fast-acting ones, you know, fast-relief Tylenols. They're same thing, just faster. I was like, oh, I was pissed. I'm like, he made me run out before showtime. Because I asked her twice. I said, Tylenol, oh, yeah. No, yeah. And I'm like, I could have went to the dollar store and got a bottle of Tylenol. Well, acetaminophen, it's not even Tylenol. This is just acetaminophen. I said, I could have just ran to the dollar store for a dollar and got 50 of them. I'm just pissed.
With acetaminophen, though, right, if you've got something that's causing any swelling, it won't help. Or Tylenol, acetaminophen are the same. But if you get something like Motrin or Advil, it's got that anti-inflammatory in it. Or if you live in Canada, you can buy codeine over the counter. It's not much, but you can buy it.
No. Well, my doctor don't even like me even anywhere around any NSAIDs, Advil, any of that shit. Advil's so bad for the human body, it should be outlawed. Actually, in some countries, it has been outlawed. It's just bad for you. I mean, it's good for like getting rid of a headache or something and a little swelling here. And Tylenol is good for fever and headaches, but some pain. And for mild tooth pain, they both work fine. But when it's a nerve pain, neither one of them are going to get anything done.
Nerve pain, you have to have the thing out or get a root canal.
Or get a root canal, yeah. And the only thing that's going to work in that is going to be something hard, like a Narco or a Percocet or something along those lines. Or maybe two Tylenol 4s might numb it some. But you're not going to get rid of that pain with acetaminophen or Advil.
Stuff, I swear by it. I told you my own.
No, I'm going to try it out. I haven't had a chance to go anywhere because I've been running around.
They shouldn't have let you leave in pain like that.
No, they shouldn't have. But, you know, it bothers me. They didn't even check my blood pressure. My blood pressure was so high last night. I called my cardiologist. They had a shit fit. He said, they did what? I said, yeah, they put me on Advil. He said, man, you ought to sue the crap out of them. That's his words, not mine. So my cardiologist thinks I should sue him. He said, what are they, trying to kill you? Because, you know, like I told her last night, I said, I took three 800 milligram Advils in a course of 6 hours.
That's
like,
hard on your liver.
It's hard on everything, and that should be an 18 hour. And it still did nothing for the pain, nothing. So I'm kind of like, she said, well, you can take them both at the same time. I'm like, really?
You can, yeah.
I'm like, just kill me off now and get it over with.
The problem is that's too high of a dose of Advil or Motrin to be taking. You can take Advil and Tylenol, and then they give the over-the-counter dose. But in Emerge, when people come in a little bunch with fever, we give both, and you can go a little higher, but you got to go by weight.
I'm a big boy, so.
Yeah.
Does it hurt when you suck in anything cold?
No, it's not like that. It's a different. It's a weird tooth. It's
Is it like if you put tinfoil on a filling, like you feel like you've been it's just the worst pain in the world, and it feels.
Well, what it does is like I can talk and smoke and eat, and it doesn't really bother me. And then all of a sudden, I start getting stuff. It hurts here first. It hurts in my eye. Then it hurts on your spine. Then it kind of drains back down to the tooth. At first, I thought I was, a couple of years ago, I thought, man, someone might have a fucking stroke or something. And I went and seen a doctor. He said, there's nothing wrong with your eyes. There's nothing wrong with your arteries. Everything's good. He said, it ain't got nothing to do with that. And then I realized when it hurts really bad, it hurts in my eye and my temple. And when it starts to wane, you can actually feel it throbbing.
It is nerve. And, it's
nerve. So, yeah, it's a nerve. It's something to do with the nerve and tooth. But
it's a dying nerve. It's a dying root. There's several nerves in there. But it's
but they can't figure out. They can't figure out.
It's a dying infected root. Yeah, so really, if you took a 3D picture of the tooth, guaranteed you would see a hairline crack that goes down way down below, and they missed those so easily.
Yeah, well, they're thinking there's something to do below the gum line. They said maybe some bacteria got in there or something, or maybe something.
Is aspirin you're talking about?
Yeah, but they should have had an antibiotic. Because the other way, like when I saw my dentist, because I told my molars have cracked where my fillings were from when I was little, and the only way he could tell it wouldn't show up in an x-ray, but they have this piece to get you to bite down on it. If you bite on it, if it's on the surface, you'll go through the roof. If it's underneath, like what Michael mentioned, you won't even see it with an x-ray, especially if it's hairline.
Yeah, and if it's infected, because the infection will cloud the picture anyway.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to see. The tooth, as far as they know, the tooth's not infected. It looks pretty good. She said that was the whole problem with this. She goes, I can't find any damage to the tooth. She's got a little tiny cavity on the other one. She said, but it's nothing that should be causing any problem. She says, there's nothing on this tooth. There's not a mark on it anyway. The x-rays are all clean, she said. She said, all I can think is it's somewhere way at the bottom, it's being exposed to air. Somewhere way at the bottom, she said, or there's some kind of bacteria down there, she said. But either way, she said, a cleaning might make it better or might make it worse, she said. But in the end, I would recommend a root canal because they don't want to pull them. They don't like pulling teeth in the front, she said, because it'll make you the smaller.
They need to take reliable pictures and go from there. I've been through similar stuff. I know, man. It just is what it is. And that feeling is your nerves. The nerves in your teeth are amazing because they stretch all the way through your freaking head, man. And then one little itty-bitty pain can just flex all the way through your skull.
It's pretty bad, too, because it gets intense. And
nothing worse than head pain.
Yeah. Well, it's not where, tooth pain. I've broke bones and all kind of stuff, man. I got sliced wide open and shit. None of it hurt like a tooth pain. I've never had a big... Now, it hurts more than damn kidney stone does. I was like, what the hell?
Have them all yanked and get those metal teeth like in James Bond, that guy Jaws. Arr, arr, arr. People scared the shit out of the supermarket. Arr, get out of my way.
I want to say hi to Jeannie Spencer from the UK. She's
here. Hey, Jeannie.
Hi. And same as Sean D from Chasing the Truth is here, too. So.
All right, Jeannie.
Well, a lot of times dentists are good. I mean, I've had a couple of really, really good ones, man. That were the first root canal I had, I fell asleep doing. They were really good.
Jeannie says you're giving her anxiety.
That's why I said that.
To the dentist on Monday.
But anyway, getting to what we're doing.
Good, and it's going to hurt like mother, man. And then they're going to give you a big bill. It costs $1,000. That's the worst part.
Oh, speaking of weirdnesses, John McAfee was found dead in a Spanish prison today or yesterday.
Is that Hillary's guy?
No, John McAfee is the guy who made he's a multimillionaire. He was actually considered a tycoon. He owned McAfee Security. Yeah. He also was into a lot of other stuff.
Yeah,
he sold the company a long time, and he was in prison in Spain. I think they said because he was under suspecting because his neighbor got murdered or some shit. But anyway, he's dead now. And it's funny, he was found dead the same day that America got extradition to bring him back to for his taxes.
That's it. Bye-bye.
You got to wonder, man. You got to wonder. But anyway, McAfee, I hope you find whatever you're looking for on the other side. That's just how it is. But so let's get down to Uncle Cracker. I gotta say, I love me some Uncle Cracker. The man is just... He is worth 1,000 reels of spoofs. I mean, the guy's an idiot. But so I'm watching NBC and CNN the other day, right? Mm-hmm. Which I should never do because it just gives me a headache. But
yep.
So I'm watching them, and they're all, oh, Joe Biden commanded the G7. He ran it. He was the man. He made Putin look small. He made them all look like idiots. He had his shit together. He was the guy. And I'm thinking, did we watch the same meeting? Why was just... So I'm kind of right. So I get on CNN's website. They got to do a chat thing. And I start texting away. I said, were y'all watching the same meeting as me? I said, let's talk about what the EU had to say. But we're not even talking about the G7 yet. So I caught a couple of EU papers and newspapers. I got it's called EU News. It's on one of my cable things, one of my internet things. So I'm watching all these news over there, and they're just laughing their ass off. So the main six leaders actually came to a consensus that Joe Biden probably has some kind of cognitive ability problems. They pretty much said out loud. Boris Yeltsin said he missed Trump. Angela Merkel said, I need to rethink Trump, or misjudge Trump is what she said. I mean, he's gone now, and all these world
Boris
leaders
Johnson.
Are kind of like, yeah, or whatever his name is. Yes, his name, right? Boris Yeltsin, the UK leader, yeah. He's in charge. Every time I say his name, I think he's Russian or something, but he's the British prime minister is what he is. And, you know, he looked like a Trump. Oh, Johnson, you're right. I didn't
Yeltsin,
say, yeah,
Yeltsin
yeah.
was a Russian leader from back in the day.
That's why I keep saying it sounded Russian to me.
So yes, yes. You flipped the USSR on me, man. I was like, Boris that. Yeltsin.
Yeah, but yeah, he's right.
His real name isn't Boris. He's got some really English first name, and then his middle name, I think, is Boris.
Yeah.
I got to add this before I forget.
He's Bojo.
Mr. Fancy Pants from Canada thinks he should be the dean of the G7 because he's the one with the most experience. And he kind of got locked up.
Why? He's got no experience.
Experience.
And what? And changing his pants to pink? I mean, your boy ain't got no experience.
Pinter, the longest out of everybody. There was a whole article on this. I was killing myself laughing. So it was the person that reported on it.
Yeah, I guess they were because Merkel's been around in office, what, 8, 12, 14
well,
years
now? She's stepping down.
Yeah,
so,
but she's by far got the longest reign. And Egan's been in longer than what's his name has. And Biden's been a senator for fucking 60
That's
years.
That's what people were saying. And I guess all Trudeau's people were running around referring to him as the dean of the G7. And it was one of the big jokes about him. But I just didn't get to mention. I know we're still talking, but I'll
get Yeah, well, he's well, I mean, you know, we're going to get to him too. But, you know, so they're all talking about how poorly Biden was, and then everybody said the same thing. He'd be in the middle of a speech and just forget what he was saying. Mm-hmm. And he did this several occasions. Now, this is the guy who controls the largest nuclear arsenal in the world.
You know what the funniest one I saw, Joe, was on Twitter, and it's of Biden being asked how the meeting went with Putin. And he started to laugh, this maniacal laugh, and then he stops, and he's trying to think of the word, and he's just standing there, and all of a sudden, the person with the meme sets off the timer to Jeopardy, because he just could not remember what he was talking about. It was funny.
It's. I mean, the guy's an idiot. I mean, you know, they can bitch about Trump all they want, but this guy ain't got nothing on Trump. He ain't got nothing on Obama, for that matter. He's just an idiot. Yeah. He may be make Carter look. I mean, the guy is just always constantly, and he gets mad about everything. Half the time, you don't even know what he's getting mad about. Mm-hmm. I seen him go off on somebody the other day, you could see it in his face. He didn't even know what he was going off on about. He just got mad about something. He's definitely incompetent, has no business, but so is Kamala. Kamala's an idiot. Kamala, see, that's the problem here. If something happens to Biden, which could, Kamala takes over. Well, nobody wants Kamala in. The GOP's already talked about a vote of no confidence, and I'm pretty sure a couple of senators would go to that, and I'm pretty sure Nancy would lead the charge, because if they get rid of Kamala, Nancy gets to be president. So we'll see how that works out. I mean, that just scares me even more. Yep. Now, right now, you got three worthless leaders that could be running the country, which nobody wants. And now I've been seeing all these new polls about, oh, no, Biden this, Biden that, Biden this. And that's like the other day I wrote to one of the senator's aides, and I said, I'm confused. I said, I see y'all trying to push this bill through Congress that the senator shot down. I said, are you not listening to the country? I said, so you know, Mr. Democrats, and I know y'all took this poll, 80% of your constituents says they want voters' ID. 91% of Republicans say it, and 86% of Americans say they want voter IDs. So Democrats, you're not listening to your people. The whole country wants voter IDs. Well, it's come down on them so hard now, and the Republicans have been beating them up so much with it. Guess what? Stacey Abrams got behind Manchin and decided that we need voter ID. So their idea is either a driver's license or a photo ID, a state issued, or two utility bills that have your current address on them. And then you can go vote, but no more voting without IDs. That's the only way they're going to ever get a voter bill passed. The Republicans are never going to pass anything that doesn't have that. And they're not going to allow for them to screw around with districts. The feds want to be able to change your districts. The Republicans are, no, that's up to the states. That's not up to you. Matter of fact, a lot of stuff they don't want the feds doing, they want the states doing. So I don't think the states did all that good of a job in the last election. There was definitely some fraud in Georgia. They've admitted to it. There was some fraud in Virginia and Pittsburgh. They also admitted to that. There was also some fraud in Ohio. There's about seven states now that have admitted there was issues with the last election, five of which allowed the election rules to be changed 2 weeks before the election without approval from the Senate. Four judges have now said those votes should have been tossed.
Yep.
And then we find out that in 11 states, the GOP was sent home and the Republican stayed and counted longer. I mean, the GOP was sent home and the Democrat stayed and counted longer. Yeah, there was some serious cheating going on this last election, but that's on Trump. As mad as I want to be about the cheating, it's still on Trump because he knew they were going to do it. He should have had his game on. He should have made sure he had people in every place making sure it was being counted correctly. But, you know, yeah, I like that sign, Arrest Fucci.
Uh-huh.
Some Florida. Yeah, somebody in Florida hacked their road signs to say Arrest Fucci. Yeah, Floridians are insane, man. They're all crazy down there. But, I mean, what are you going to do with this guy? I mean, he goes to Europe. He embarrasses our whole nation. Everybody's sitting around thinking, okay. And then Putin, he goes and meets with Putin after the G7. So he gets on and says Putin this, Putin that, Putin did what I wanted. Putin gets on television, basically just cuts the United States to shreds, just cuts us down, blames everything on us, said they're not doing any hacking, that's American propaganda. He just went on and on and on and on. Biden never addressed not even one iota of it. And then the media in Russia and in Europe is calling Biden a coward because usually there's a joint conference after the meetings. This is the first time in our history that the two presidents didn't do a conference together. Biden didn't want to because he was going to get his ass tore up. Biden can't, you know, him standing toe-to-toe with Putin is hilarious. And if it wouldn't be for COVID, he'd have never had a chance in debates against Trump. You know, but they changed the rules at the end there so he could have a chance. It's just sad. And then the media don't want to admit they helped put in some guy that's just an idiot. You know, our media has got to the point where they're criminal in their way they do things now. You know, they just when you hear them talk about Joe Biden or anybody else for that matter, it's pretty much a criminal thing. They're like, oh no, he's the greatest. He's not done anything wrong. Yesterday they tried to say that Biden had a 70% approval rating
on Mars.
He ain't even got a 50% approval rating. I don't know where the hell I got that from. Last I checked, his approval rating was lower than Trump's. I was I'm like, where do y'all come up with this stuff from?
Disapproval, 70% disapproval.
That's more like it.
But you know, it's now, first off, polls should be abolished because no one ever does a real poll. We do from time to time. We do like a 100,000 person poll or something. They do a 1,000 person poll and try to tell you, oh, America loves this, America hates that, America does this. But yet, when it came to the poll for voting, they don't even want to talk about that.
Of course.
Oh, well, no, we don't want to talk about everybody in America wants photo IDs. Matter of fact, the best you can tell, the only people who don't want photo ID is progressive liberals.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones. The same ones that say we should get rid of the filibuster. And I don't know, Democrats are resistant and hard. And some big Democrats came out just recently and said, yeah, go ahead and do it. And just watch when the Republicans take over in 4 years what happens to us. Mm-hmm. He said, how stupid can you be to hand that kind of power to the enemy? So, because we're not going to keep the House and Senate. We're going to lose it in 22. And if we don't lose it in 22, we're going to lose it in 24. But we're going to lose it just like we always do, just like it always happens. And you're going to turn over. Then all the Republicans got to do is pass all their bills, and we're just screwed. As long as they have 51 votes, they can do whatever they want. So the Democrats are hard. Now, Biden said he wants to bring back the old filibuster. That means you have to get up on the stage and keep the stage for how many ever hours, 24 hours. Non-stop, you can have people up there talking. That's how they used to do it in the old days. Today it's a little bit different, but I'm already ready for a new president.
Oh, really?
I say we send him to Canada.
Well, Kamala's going to the border finally.
Yeah, we're going to see how that works out. I'm not really feeling that. But
I'm going to say not well. See, I tried to go. It was too dangerous. I had to leave.
I'm sure there's a nice spa down there she'll go to. And
yes.
Get a mud bath and get her hooves done and yeah. Whatever.
Her hooves.
She's just, and she's a joke. She could have made her political career on the border, and she just can't figure out what to do with it.
She can go there and cry like the other twerp.
Yeah,
AOC,
exactly.
Crying at an empty parking lot. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, the babies.
Yeah, AOC's been busted so many times lying, but yet them New Yorkers still put her in line.
Now she's just stuck being a nobody with no power. You know, AOC, right? I mean, for a minute there, everybody was talking about her. Now she realizes that, shit, they don't need her anymore.
Nope.
So that's it. You're out the door. You know? Now yeah, she's outside cat. She thought she was inside cat.
Oh, Apple. Good Apple. Y'all refunded me some money. How y'all like that? Look at Apple. This is the right thing for a change.
That's hard to get money out of Apple.
You're not kidding. Mm-hmm. I purchased something the other day. They double charged me for it. I was real light about it. Give me my damn money back.
I bet you were.
Well, you know, I mean, come on. Sometimes, and when I wrote to them at first, I thought they were going to give me trouble, but then they're like, no, well, we're going to give it back to you.
Because they know most people don't contact them for money because you screw up when they do. Yeah.
You'd be surprised who asks me for money and how stupid they are, especially people who brag how much money they have. And I'm sitting here poor, you know, through the pandemic, living in a hotel basically and trying to get back on my feet again. And this dude's like, oh, we're doing a documentary of our old town for 9/11. And, you know, can you contribute some funds? Oh, God. You think you can reach through and slap somebody? Mm-hmm. And this dude brags about his wealth. Then why are you asking me? I got nothing, man. I'm happy I get coffee and drink every day.
Well, just so y'all know, I'm poor. If y'all want to donate to none to me, there's a donation button.
We're on free radio. We don't get paid for this stuff.
That's right, people. Get over there.
Dedicate our time.
You know, it's funny. This is a weird development in radio. So on terrestrial radio, you hosts get paid. On internet radio, hosts are starting to have to pay to be online.
That's right.
It's a change in game now because there's not as much money in internet radio as there is in terrestrial radio. Terrestrial radio makes buku money. So like an advertisement set on terrestrial radio is going to run between $5,000 and $25,000.
What the hell are we doing here?
On internet radio, it's going to run between $1,000 and $5,000.
You just got to get creative to make your own money.
I'll advertise for Aspen if they pay me enough. I'd be like, they're great.
Yeah, I'm sure they're gonna wish they were great.
Get that sugary cereal, then go to Aspen.
You know what, though, Joe? That's the beauty of that because the Dell there, when we were dealing with Amazon, and he was talking to some lady, said sounded like Paula Deen. She was the third one, and he said, "Oops, my battery's running out." Ding! Oh, look, I found my charging cord. I have all day. And he kept talking. He said, well, you do know that I'm a host. Have you ever heard of United Public Radio Network? And she says, oh, yes, sir. Yes, I have. She goes, I can't be talking about that right now. You know, I am going to give you a manager. Because he didn't even threaten to say anything, but she knew the station. I don't know how, or the United Public Radio.
Its reputation precedes itself for causing trouble. But and you see, like these poor people, I ask them, don't even have a clue what's coming. They just, that's like, I got into it with somebody, with T-Mobile. T-Mobile's on and on and on and on about it. So Apple calls me the other day and says, oh, we got an appointment set up. I said, 7 months later. I said, yeah, we're going to see how this works out. I said, you ever heard of small claims court, Apple? They're like, well, what do you mean? I said, 7 months with a phone? God knows how much business I've lost over this phone. I said, it's been a complete pain in the ass since I've had it. And they're like, well, just bring it in. And because they call me and tell me, send them the phone and they'll send me a new one. I said, okay.
You won't get a new one. You'll get a refurb.
Oh, no. They guarantee it'd be a new one. But wait, the trick was they want you to hold. They want to put a hold on your credit card for $900.
This way.
And in the United States, if you buy it new and it's under 6 months, they have to give you a new one or they'll get in trouble.
This one got touch disease. This is an iPhone 6, and I paid Apple, their Apple premium, to get a brand new phone I was supposed to get. It's been nothing but junk. It's a refurb. And I found out after the fact.
Yeah. After this phone, I owned an Apple when I was younger, and they were just proprietary. I went back to Droid. And as soon as I pay this one off, I'm going back to the Android. I mean, Apple's crap. Their phones don't work good. I mean, you got to switch things manually. And they just don't have the apps that you can get on a Droid. And they don't have the coverage a Droid does. In the end, they're one company
you
trying to compete against a ton of them.
Now,
Samsung's the guys to go to, but I'm not going to buy a phone from anybody who doesn't give you a charging block. So both Apple and Samsung now on their new phones do not give you a charging block. So I get the phone, I get home, I call back, I said, what am I supposed to do with this? I can't even charge it. Well, what do you mean? I said, didn't come with a charging block. She said, well, it doesn't come with one. I said, well, why didn't you tell me that? And I would have bought one. So I expect me to charge this phone, plug it up my ass. I mean, really? It's just these companies, but it's America's fault. It's not just America's fault, it's everybody's fault because we keep doing it. If you just get pissed and say, if most Americans say, hey, look, you don't screw this, and just say, okay, that's it. Like we did Perrier and a couple of things, they'll go out of business.
We really have no consumer protection agency anymore, and we used to back in the day, and they were pretty sharp, man, but now it's just a name only. What do they do? They're supposed to represent us. Not everybody can afford a lawyer. They're supposed to represent us.
Not everybody can afford a lawyer.
One of my favorite pet peeves, those plastic packages that is so sharp when you start, you got to cut them open. You have to be a surgeon to get your thing out of there.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how many times I've been cut by these and being careful.
They're sharper than glass. They're sharper than glass when you cut
right.
plastic. Yeah, I hear you.
How is that legal? Especially for children or elderly, anybody tackling something like that.
And they're hard to open. Like I have one of those tools. I will be lost without it. It's all plastic. It's got a blade on the inside that you run it along and then you push a button. It's got a little tiny X-Acto point. But even with that, those things are awful.
Right. As soon as you're pulling out a knife or even sharp scissors and you're trying to do something like that, you risk all kinds of injury. It's just, for safety, for their safety. It's not, but not for consumer safety. So little things like that, that consumer protection agency can get on top of, but they won't because they're defunct. They defund them. They have no money, But there's a lot of stuff out there that's bad. Cereal. I was just having a huge discussion with my sister about children's cereal. I'm like, it's all poison, all poison. And it's funny how, because she sent me this thing about all genders or whatever they have it on Tony the Tiger, like Frosted Flakes, right? And they had the rainbow and all that. And they're basically taking something that's people's private business and forcing it down other people's throats. And by doing that, they're forcing them to have an opinion. And a lot of times it's negative because they feel like they're being forced to either hear about the race hate or, all this anti-white stuff going on or whatever it is, But I'm looking at this box of cereal and I'm like, here's all genders, everybody, the rainbow. That's great. But they're selling poison. It's a box of poison. Frosted Flakes, there's shellac in there that is not even edible, and they put it on there to make it shine and gleam and it's all sugar and crap. So where's the people out there trying to stop children from eating this crapola?
Silence. It's the same as Cinemix. Most people don't know what Cinemix is. It is aborted fetal cells and it's flavoring and like Pepsi. This is not a conspiracy theory. You can look this up yourself. You will find it. And none of us were aware of that. So I'm not the answer.
I actually like my six packs of Cinemix, man. You know what I mean?
What's the answer, Joe? What do we do with politics here? We're on the centralist. What do we do to fix all this?
Yeah, what we could do is we'd all end up in prison for doing so. I'm just saying it wouldn't play out well. It's the only way to do anything is to get the people behind you. But the media has been real cool about it. They've polarized, not just our country, but most countries now are polarized. So, during just before 9/11, America was on a verge of a mini civil war. We were all at each other's throats, hated each other. Everybody couldn't stand each other. Then 9/11 happened, and of course, we became one big happy nation. And we stayed like that for 15 until Obama got in office. That's when Obama got in office, everything polarized again. Obama was a polarizer. He was a racist. He didn't like white people, even though he was half white. And his mother was white. He just, on many occasions, he had made derogatory comments about white people. Then, like when his friend got arrested for drunk driving, and he said, if that was a white man, that's bullshit. It wouldn't matter who it was, DWI, you're going to jail. White or black, they don't give a shit what color you are when you're DWI, you're going to jail. It's too good of money for a police department to turn down. Average DUI is $5,000 to $10,000, so they're not going to turn it. They're not going to take your ass to jail. So he got all mad about that. He made several racist statements. Yeah, and then when what's his name got killed down in Florida, that could have been my son. Well, no, your son would have never been that black boy. He'd have been partially white. He'd definitely look different than Zimmerman, than the one Zimmerman killed. I'm like, besides that, no, Obama, that wouldn't have been your son. Unless you were some kind of thug like that going around beating up people and doing things you shouldn't be. You know, it's like, I'll tell you one thing. If I get a chance to go up to Floyd's hometown, I'm going to piss all over his statue and then paint it pink. And I'm going to write Trudeau on underneath it. And I'm not shitting y'all. If that statue is offensive to me, there's no way you can justify that statue. It is totally offensive to me. This guy was a crackhead. Should have been like, he was well past the three-time loser law. See, down here, he'd have been locked up for 20 years.
He'd still be alive because he'd be locked up.
Yeah, he would be. He'd been locked up. But, you know, this guy was resisting to death from doing drugs. And, it's just personal.
But you're saying you're saving their lives. This is my thing with their so-called lifestyle choices for drugs. They choose to do them, and then however they get set off, whatever they do to victimize others, there's no excuse involved because they were on drugs. They chose to do it. They did the crime. Therefore, that's all there is to it, you know. But, man, are they making excuses these days? And I just read a whole report on how more black people die in car accidents than white people, and it's racist that they do. And I'm trying to get to the reasoning of it. In the article that was written by, of course, the New York Times, you know, which is really slanted, you know, they're very liberal. But I'm just reading this. I'm like, you're just looking to take people's responsibility away from them, saying it's not your fault, it's your skin color or something. There's so much racism happening now because of that. And I don't know, man. I don't know where it's going to end up. There's going to be a lot of pushback because you know how things go. You know, when people get pissed
people
off.
People are getting tired of it. Yeah, but that's the problem.
All right. Wait. Before we continue, it's like the TV show Schitt's Creek, right? So they landed this show, and it was about it's centered on a guy who was gay and going through whatever, and it got gayer as it went on, to the point where you really couldn't watch it. I couldn't watch it anymore because I was just ugh, you know what I mean? I didn't even want to see people kiss and make out. But to shove it in your face is different. So, but this was pushed on the world. Everyone's going to watch a show. They canceled it after only a couple of seasons because people didn't want to see it. And it's not that people are enlightened. It's just that they don't want stuff shoved in their face.
Well, you know, it's not necessary to the plot, especially, which 99% of the time it isn't. And right. I don't really want to see heterosexual stuff either. I was telling Joe this last night. I know after the show, and not approved, but unless it gives something to the show, don't put it in there gratuitously.
Exactly.
Especially, and my son is a member of the LGBTQ community, so I feel okay saying this. They're less than 1% of the population, but we're pushing this narrative here too. I have to agree.
It's his business, though, right? I mean, my sexuality is my business. Your sexuality is your business. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, and all that stuff. You know, it's just about being discreet and respectful of yourself, I think. You know, and not really sticking it in people's face, because then all of a sudden there's attitudes, or there's people who don't want to bake cakes because of some Bible thing, or it gets ridiculous. Like, it gets ridiculous, you know. And really, it's not a political opinion; it's a lifestyle thing, you know. But it's none of anyone's business.
Blink. Mark Hoppus from Blink 182 is undergoing chemo, huh?
Mark Hoppus?
Yeah, it says Marcus Hoppus says he's undergoing chemo for cancer and it sucks, and I'm scared. Well, I don't blame you. I'd be scared too.
I love Blink 182.
No, they're pretty good. So, Supreme Court conservatives just undid one of Cesar Chavez's greatest accomplishments. I thought Cesar Chavez was an actor.
Greatest accomplishments.
So his accomplishment was to get a law passed in California that unions could go on food workers' properties, farmers' properties, and recruit for the union. The Supreme Court overturned that. Said, no, you can't do that. You can't just go walking on people's property. Oh, man, it's trespassing. Well, the liberals are all up in arms about it. I'm like, why would you be up in arms about something like that? I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
So then the EU accomplished one of Hitler's most greatest accomplishments, right? A unified Europe. Is that, I mean, that's like some, that's crazy.
Yeah, see, they're making a big deal out of it. They're saying, oh, Supreme Court can now keep unions off of private property. Of course, they should be able to.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson, 100. What?
What?
No way.
No, something wrong with that. Man, where is that thing going? Oh, I lost it. I can't find it. Man.
That's fake news.
Dolly Parton.
Clint Eastwood's turning 100. I saw that.
Yeah, that old bastard. He's the oldest dirt.
He looks it, too. I saw a picture of him recently. He does.
Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of miles on him.
Yeah. Dolly Parton still looks good. There was an interview that just came up. I'd seen on my feed. I wasn't looking for it, but she was talking about all her wigs. And she says, well, I think I got a new one for every day. And all the years I've worn one for 40 years. Yeah, I got a lot of wigs. They're all named. And your pet wigs.
Well, part of her is human left.
Uh-oh. I don't know if we can see this video. Hold on.
Like, all right.
Is there anything like you look at people like Cher? There's not like a lot of human left. It's more the Borg. You will be assimilated.
Let's see what these
people are. We're all turning into plastic. We're eating plastic. We're breathing plastic.
The bad part is you eat a lot more plastic than you really. What cracks me up about most Americans, or for anybody, most people around the planet, is they don't understand how much bug matter they eat every day. Mm-hmm. It's in all of our food. You know, people are like, no. So in case you don't notice, ladies and gentlemen, it's acceptable by the FDA, that X amount of bug parts can be food, especially in things like cereals and rice and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. Yeah, you'd be surprised how much is okay. I was quite surprised, like 15%.
Razor blades.
I was like, now, razor blade, I don't know about all that shit.
No, you know what? They're even talking about this in the future, that we're going to be drinking cockroach milk, and it's a high source of protein, right? So...
All right, yep. Let's see if this woman can talk to us. And ooh, this is CBS. You know, CBS, I don't hate y'all as much as I do CNN and NBC. I'll tell you.
It says Yahoo.
So let's go. Let's click this on. Yeah, but it's CBS News. Is okay. Thing, so.
Can't hear.
Why not? Hold on. Well, I'll explain it. I'll explain it to you in a minute. Let's just watch this.
You're just going to watch it? Okay.
So there's 16-year-old kids out there giving a cop shit.
Oh, yeah. This is good.
Put your hands behind your back, boy. That's what he's telling you. Tased his ass. Tased him again. Come on, tased him again.
Because he's
good. Florida loves using tasers.
It's because he's biracial, and that's why the cop did it or whatever, man. Yeah. I don't mess with cops, man. You know, and cops have hurt me in my life. I mean, I've been part of protests with they've hurt me. I mean, they've hit me. Billy clubs. I've been hit by a police motorcycle. A police horse walked into us and stuff, man. I mean, you know, they didn't. That's not their job, but you understand that about them too.
Now they're helping them.
There's a reason why they're there.
Yeah. So the cop might be wrong in this. So the cop said the guy was acting suspiciously and then went to the backyard. So he followed him in the backyard and he said, look, put your hands behind your back. They want to talk to you. The kid refused. He got tased. Now, he could have shot him. He didn't. He tased him. Everybody bitches about lethal force. This guy don't use lethal force. They're going to bitch. You know?
Is that the kid's house?
It's his girlfriend's house.
Oh, well, there you go, man.
But he wasn't at the house. He went there. The cop said he was acting very suspicious, so he followed him. He followed him in the backyard. You could hear the cop saying, put your hands behind your head. Put your hands behind your head. The kid kept playing with his phone. Even his mom said he should have put his phone down. The cop tased him. So, you know, whereas the cop could have shot him, he said, no,
but that phone doesn't work anymore.
Bet you the kid's back don't work anymore. You see how he landed on the fire pit. Man, that had to hurt.
Yeah, he banged his head, right?
You know, so they can sue him if they want, but the cop's within his rights here. And this is what bothers me about this. So everybody involved in this, including the mom, said the kid was in the wrong. He should have put the thing down. CBS, of course, is thinking, oh, my God, they tased him. Well, CBS, didn't you just bitching that they shot Lloyd? They choked out what's-his-name and shot the other guy? I'd be grateful he only got tased.
The one that bothers me is that cop that everybody went for that shot that young African-American girl that was just about to stab the other African-American girl. You're not worried about the girl that's just about to get killed in front of you, but God forbid that they shot this girl and killed her. She was going to kill somebody else. You don't worry about the person she was going to kill.
Yeah, that's what the girl said she was trying to stab. She said, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. She's trying to stab me.
Watch it. He got her right in mid-stab. Like, she was just, if he had been 1 second later, that girl, and the girl she was stabbing was this little itty-bitty thing, and they didn't know her. This girl was right off the wall when I remember watching this video and following it up. Like, what was going on here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what's going on in our country now. So now people think because of whatever reasons, they can just, you know, they can just not break the law, basically. And so that's not what's going to be. You can't do that, people. We're not going to keep putting up with it.
You know, they were told that they were able to do it for years by the Democratic Party, you know, and any means justifiable, right? Burning down police stations, looting stores, whatever, man. What did that accomplish? What does any of it accomplish?
Yes, I know.
What's Joe Biden doing for anybody?
Chad. It accomplished Chad. And look at that was worse than the Wild Wild West there last summer.
Well, now they have commercials that are are basically telling you you're racist if, you know, like they had a shopkeeper or some white dude sitting there and he's got his cameras up and these black kids are shopping and he's looking at them all suspicious. And then, you know, don't misjudge people. Basically, they got like a dude driving a car looking all shady, sitting low. And then, you know, at the end of the story, nobody was doing anything bad, of course, and that type of thing. And it's just such a racist statement against black people. And just to assume that white people are looking at black people like that is so racist and including, you know, but they don't care because they're selling something, right? It's sales, you know, they don't care. And then look at the Democrats. They don't care how racist they are or what Joe Biden says, you know, and all the horrible things he said. Come on, man. You know, it's just all the same with these people. You know, these political parties, they're not on anybody's side but their own. What's changed, though, for the black community? What's changed since all this, the protesting, the stuff? What's changed?
You know what's funny about that? Now, that's interesting you brought that up, Mike. They did put out some new things about this. So Black Lives Matter, the protest in the cities where they protested, cop shootings, violent crimes against blacks from cops is down 40%. So it did accomplish something. But wait, let me finish. This was the kicker. So it is down, ladies and gentlemen, down 40%. But individual violence and murder is up 80% because cops aren't going out and stopping it anymore.
Well, there's a crime spike because of the lack of police. And even Biden said this, which is funny as hell, since I don't think he listens to his own party and what their narrative is.
What about all the immigration we let walk in through too now as well? And I'm not being racist. It's just we let a lot of – and we're coming up here too. I'm not saying they're responsible for all the crime. All I'm saying is, you know, you let a lot of people that you didn't really vet that you let through here. So
I like to solve problems, and this government never solved. They just make more friction so people can fight each other, so the sheep on both sides can have a war, right? I don't want any part of that. You guys want any part of that?
No, yeah. But you can see it for what it is, right? It's like when you've got people fighting and arguing with each other and doing what they're doing, nobody's paying attention to what's really going on. And they're looking at this hand over here while the left hand is doing sleight of hand over here.
Like the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. Look at that time, that era, and then think of it as a big smoke screen for corporations to grow out of control. And this is when the lobbyists went in. This is when people were doing dirty deals. But most of America and the world, of course, was focused on Vietnam and the atrocities of Vietnam and whatever. But that's when things went out of control. You know, I did the history on it, you know, a long time ago, and it's very obvious. But in 9/11, was that a smokescreen? You know, I mean, right there, the day after, Alan Greenspan took off with $50 billion and transferred it into euro dollars and handed it over to the WTO for fines that they had levied on the United States the day after. And then, you know, that the whole, all those documents, the Patriot Act, was drafted 8 months before 9/11 happened. Why, how did that happen? 9 months from a Nazi document? they used the Nazi document for parts of that for the draft. I mean, but how come people don't ask these questions? We do.
But most people just don't. Most people don't even. Most people are so busy with their life, they don't even care.
I think it's about, yeah, like we were talking about this last night, Del and I, with it's in your bubble, right? If it's in your bubble, you pay attention to it. If it's not, you just go on with life and get enough on your plate then to be digging in other areas or taking a look. You just go along with the narrative.
Well, look at the daily shootings now, and it's multiple, not even just once a day. And there's just people who are going off the hook and shooting innocent people for no rhyme, no reason, just whipping out a gun. Women, children, they don't care.
I've never understood that. Like, if you wanted to shoot yourself, that's your business. But to walk somewhere else and shoot up a bunch of people and then take your own life, I've never understood that.
And for a lot of these recent ones, the shooter also got killed. So these are like, you know, suicide shooters, man.
But why
all of a sudden? Like, why all of a sudden, you know?
That's what I said, though. You want to take your own life, that's your business. But why go out and harm a bunch of innocent people, and you're still planning on taking your life, and then they take their life at the end of it? It doesn't make any sense to me.
They're not people that have a manifesto. You know, they're not flaunting anything politically. Mm-hmm. They just split their wig, and that's it. It happens a lot in Colorado. I mean, in the past week, they've had several shootings. Police officer ambushed. You know, I mean, that's where Columbine happened. Remember Columbine?
I remember.
Okay, let's see.
And they spun that. They spun it away from mental health and into guns. You know, those kids were tortured by those jocks for years and years and years. You know, then it got to a climate where, you know, they had access to guns. They have these video games that desensitize you to murder. There's so many things that came into play. And then, you know, also social media, the beginning of social media where it made things popular. You do these acts. You know, remember in the beginning of social media, especially the people doing harming animals, you know, and, you know, thinking it's funny or whatever. People are freaking sick, man. And I don't know. That's why I want to get further away from humans. Where are those aliens? I'm waiting for them, man. Is there a weight limit for those ships?
No, I don't think so, unfortunately. I don't think that's an issue, but any gravity, doesn't matter what you weigh.
I don't know. You told me those seats are kind of small.
No,
is it like compared to the airlines, how small? Because the seats are pretty small on planes now.
Well, you know, that's a weird one, too. It depends who you fly with. Some of the newer planes are kind of more roomy now. You know what I like? I don't like the big jets anymore. I like to take the mid-sized jets because there's only two seats on each side. So when you travel with a couple, you get it. And in case y'all notice, ladies and gentlemen, when you book your seats, if you look for the emergency exits, you get all that extra leg space.
Yep.
So, you know, it's something to think about when you're traveling. But most of the time, you'll like the triple deckers or the ones with the middle in them and shit. No, them seats are tiny, man. My big ass couldn't sit in there comfortably. I'd be all aching by the time I got out that plane and stuff. I did a lot of flying with them. You know, I don't do as much now. Now, once or twice a year, if I'm lucky. But
I like to drive. You get to see stuff. You get to eat fudge on the road. You get to you get to like get cool stuff. You know, mm-hmm. I like those trading posts, man. Just going there and buy stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Those are cool.
Yeah they did.
Fireworks. Can't refuse fireworks.
They limited our fireworks. We finally got.
I see the big sign, I have to stop.
Why do
fireworks on every holiday and everything, and they just changed it last month. We're only allowed to do it now four times a year. I was so bummed out.
I feel bad for the dogs and stuff, but, you know, fireworks are still fun.
Here we go. Gun violence, swords, Biden targets, road.
Expose your dogs to it.
I used to buy colorful stuff from my backyard so I didn't disturb my neighbors. And then, you know, for the kids and stuff, so we buy big packages of mortars and whatever, but it wasn't like obnoxious, like, boom, you know what I mean?
Well, I like the big noise. Let's see. Gun violence soars. Biden targets rogue dealers and illegal firearms. That's not Biden. That's not the problem. If you go look, you stupid moron, illegal guns ain't what's killing people. It's legal guns that are killing people. He's such an idiot. And you got to think all the people that Biden nominated Cindy McCain to UN Food and Agriculture Post. Yeah, okay.
Legal guns.
Stupidest.
Legal guns, you need to fill out documents and you need to have a waiting period. And then some states, you know, only allow you to have so many, that type of thing, right? So, right now, I'm a New Yorker. I can waltz into a lot of states, we'll say. I won't name any of them, but a lot of states. And say I want to buy a handgun. They're going to do a background check on me. It could take a day. It could take 3 days, you know, and they clear you and you buy the gun. In that state, you'll be able, like in New York State, you can't own a handgun unless you have a permit. You know, even if it's like in Pennsylvania, you can buy a handgun and keep it in your car separated, you know, or it's an open carry state, so you can wear it, you know, which is kind of bizarre to me anyway. But, you know, so other states are totally different when it comes to full carry and that type of thing. But my point is, it just gets so complicated and convoluted, but you still need to fill out the paperwork. You still need to, if you have psychological problems, you're not supposed to be able to have them. Like Joe got guns. Joe got around the psychological part, man.
Yeah,
you got past that on that checkbox in that form.
He loves his Martha. We've got a comment here.
Really? Oh, wait. I got to tell you this. I'm shopping.
Hi, Judy. 1:20 a.m. here. We got Mike, Michelle, Millions. Tonight. Thanks for tuning in, Jeannie.
Yeah, Jeannie, thanks for hanging out. So I'm in the grocery store the other day. I got my gun on me, right? And I got my shirt. I don't have my shirt over. I got it where you can see it. I'm walking around the store. One guy comes up to me and says, man, I'm glad to see you. You're all right. He gives me the high five. He gives me the fist bump. I'm standing at the register. Oh, Linda's in heaven. I'm doing my thing. Guy in the next one over. Yeah, all right. Open carry. I feel much safer in here now. I'm looking at him like, dude, back the hell up away from my gun, dude. Just give me some distance.
If somebody comes first, dude, I'm shaving my butt, not your.
Well, you know, I got.
You should have taken his wallet.
I got a 21 round clip in it. I got 234.
You should have taken
his
wallet. Was that Aspen?
I told my wife that. I said, thank God you came with me to go pick up these really big pills, because I'd have had to stop at Aspen and have a freaking hissy fit on my way out. So, you know, I was like, it's just sometimes you just kind of wonder why people do things. So I was talking to a lawyer friend of mine the other day about this. I'm like, look, dude, I said, every time I'm in pain now, I'm being treated like a drug addict. Nobody wants to give you anything for pain anymore. He says, not the doctors, or it's the Fed. He said, you need to come down to the Fed. And I said, well, can we sue them? I said, because I shouldn't have to be. I said, just because a bunch of 30-year-olds got drug addict problems, I don't know why 40, 50s, and 60s, and 70s old being punished for it.
It's
just
true.
Stop by any old folks' home, man. You know what I mean? Going there. Those people will be so, they're happy to hand stuff over to you.
No, but he's right, Michael. I've been a chronic pain sufferer most of my life, and I'm very responsible, and I'm aware of the issues with it. And you're right, you're treated like a bloody criminal.
Yeah,
and
some places.
Yell at me. You know how to go to Emerge. It's like, I don't want to be here. I got better things to do with my life than sit here for 8 hours and then have you scream and yell at me. You don't know me. A hole in the ground.
To put it in perspective, I go in EJ one day. I got a kidney stone. I tell the guy what it is. He said, you sure? I said, yeah. He said, I'm still going to exercise. I said, that's fine. But he gives me a shot of Demerol. And instantly the pain goes away, right? So I'm sitting there. He comes back. Oh, you got a big kidney stone, 8.5 millimeters. He says, you're good. Let me give you some pain pills and some stuff. He said, you know, it's not going to pass. You have to get it taken out. I said, yeah, I know. And now it's a 10 millimeter, so it's definitely going to come out. But he right away, no problem. So I'm walking to Oshina over here where I live. They treat me like drug addict. The guy's like, oh, you want to give me Tramadol? So he gives me a shot of Tramadol. I said, dude, Tramadol don't do shit. I said, they give me that for arthritis. It doesn't do anything. Yep. Don't even waste your time. Oh, it's the number one treatment for kidney. I said, you're full of shit. I've had kidney stones. Don't lie to me, boy.
And I can tell you what, kidney stones, and it's usually men that get them. And I have seen grown men sobbing. And
oh, yeah. Man, try to pass a 10 millimeter kidney stone through that little damn hole. That is not going to happen. It's well, you know who else? A good friend of my ex-host on the network gets them pretty bad, too. She gets them really bad. But so I go to Austin, and I'm telling you this, and they give you this. So he does, oh, actually, I only had 2 hours in pain, right? All of a sudden, he comes out with the extra, I apologize. She instantly gives me a shot of the good stuff.
You apologize. Like, listen to me, dude. I'm not here because very few people go to emergency because they want to.
Serious. So I'm like, dude, I didn't come here. Well, I mean, I understand that point of view because, you know, Mississippi does have a lot of crackheads and drug addicts and shit. But you shouldn't assume that everybody there.
Innocent, Joe. That's what
I agree. I agree. But they just want to think it. What it is, I got into a guy at Slidell Memorial because he was saying this. Matter of fact, I did everything. I didn't know if he got fired, but I should have got his ass reprimanded like 3 times.
Right.
And then the hospital did something because I was threatening to sue because they escorted me out of the building. And when I called him, I said, let me get this right. You escorted me out of your building because I wanted to make a complaint. I said, I'm pretty sure in this state this is illegal. And then I get this phone call and this other phone call, and they did this. Well, he's been reprimanded. I said, bullshit, he's been reprimanded. Fire his ass. I said, he left me in pain. I said, I walked out of your hospital. My blood pressure was 200. I said, you can clearly see it on this video. I took a picture of it, and you can hear me talking about it. You can let me leave here with a 200 hot blood. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No pain relief, no nothing. I get out of a hospital. That was the end of that after 2 hours sitting there in pain. He's lucky I'm not one of them crazy people that shoot somebody up. And then they wonder why people go shoot people up. It's because of shit like that. I mean, come on. You can't keep treating citizens like that and then wonder why they go ape shit later on. You know, and that's, you ever notice?
And there's lots of people out there drug seeking, especially with OxyContin on the market and fentanyl and things like that. But not,
that's the thing. If you want illegal drugs here, you can get them. If I wanted to go find any type of opioids that are illegal, I can find them all over.
And you're not going to be going to a merch to wait for 8 hours around every time.
No, they're not. They're going to cost you more, but you can get them. But I don't want to do that. I want them legal because I want to travel. And I want to have them in my car when I need them. And you know, like last time, a doctor cracked it, gave me a bottle of Percocets, like 40 of them. I had him things for like 3 years. He laughed at me. He said, because he's going to give me something for something else. I said, no, I still got something in Percocets. Mm-hmm. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, I keep them around in case I get a toothache or something. He said, so you just don't go around taking them then? I said, no, I only take them when I need them. I said, because they come in handy.
You could use them because the more you use them, the more you develop a tolerance. Hey. So you got to take more. And if you're responsible with them, that's the thing, though. Most people, they're very addictive, and people like the way they feel on them. And a lot of people self-medicate, especially with what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a lot of that going on. A lot of self-medicate going on. And it's just, and that's what bothers me about this. So, all this cracking down only hurt the people who need it. It's like the gun laws. It only hurts the people who need them. People who don't need them still getting them. Everybody I know who had a drug problem still getting opioids just like they always did. Mm-hmm. And I asked a cop friend of mine. He said, yeah, I know. He said, it doesn't make any difference. He said, even if we crack down on the industry, he said, they just come in from Canada or from Mexico. Mm-hmm. He said, there's nothing we can do about that. And he said, it's not going to stop anytime soon. And he said, then a lot of people who get hurt manage to get 3 doctors. And they don't catch them, so they're taking the ones they need and selling the rest.
You can't do that here in Ontario anymore. They put some kind of tracking system that if you doctor shop and all the pharmacies are linked, regardless of what pharmacy, you put in a prescription with your name on it from another doctor, and there's massive jail sentences and fines for it, too.
And that's all fine because that's illegal. But, I mean, if you go into your doctor, don't give you enough.
Yeah,
and you're still in pain, then you should be able to go to some other doctor without having to worry about it. Mm-hmm. And you can tell the difference because before the laws changed, a lot of my friends, they were giving them like Narcos, 1,000-milligram Narcos, or Perc-10s, Perc-5s, Lortab, stuff like that. And they were giving them, they'd been on them for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, but they needed them. Well, when all these laws changed, they took them all off of them. A bunch of them sued because, you know, you can't just take people off cold turkey, but they were only giving you 30 days to get off of them. Mm-hmm. You can't really get off of a opioid in 30 days when you've been on them for 5 or 6 years, but so a bunch of them sued and won.
You have to be medically supervised and usually given something.
Yeah, like and even on the bottle it says you don't just quit taking them. You know,
you'll see.
But they did that. They did that to all kind of people. All kind of people sued over it. It's just sad that we live in these times and you got to be in pain because again, some 30-year-olds got some addiction problems. Let's see, nearly every new COVID-19 death is now eternally preventable, CDC director says. See, Fauci caught shit over the, what is it? So we went through all this, oh, this virus is going to kill us, the UK virus will kill us, the African virus will kill us, what is it now, the D, Delta, whatever the hell it is, it's going to kill us. And then they come out yesterday and said, no, it's not going to kill you as long as you got the shot. So Fauci had to admit that all the variants can't, as long as you got the shot, you're safe. I'm with everybody else. He needs to go. He needs to be fired.
Because the companies themselves don't say that. So.
Oh, no, they do. Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson say all the variants that are out right now, their shot will stop. Moderna was
there's
the first
a percentage one. That it'll stop it, but.
No, they say it won't kill you is what they're saying. When they say stop it, that's what they mean. It won't kill you anymore.
I'm just saying this.
You're not going to get it. Yeah, they're not saying you can't get it. They're not going to say you're not even going to get sick from it. All they say now is it won't kill you if you get it now. That's all they tell you. They don't tell you anything else now because Moderna's told everybody that, look, you know, yes, this will prevent you from dying, but it may not prevent you from getting it. It may not even prevent you from getting it bad. I said, we're trying to be honest about this. I said, the only thing that this virus, this is really designed to do is to weaken the virus so it doesn't kill you. I was like, really? I said, well, that kind of bites. I mean, I'm glad it doesn't kill you, but I mean, I want a vaccine that you don't get the freaking virus from.
Well, only about a third of people have been fully vaccinated in the U.S. Then you have more that only got the one shot so far, but they didn't go back for their second shot. And now they don't know what to do about that even, because they're trying to determine, you know, what kind of safety zone they're in. They're going to have to get booster shots, or I don't know. There's a whole bunch of stuff.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah. As we go. Well, you guys got the Johnson & Johnson shots up there. 1 million doses. Look at that.
I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, they keep – see, but that's – see, but you know what they're doing? The Canadians, Mike, they're not telling them. They're saying they don't have the Johnson & Johnson and that's outlawed. But all the news media down here says not only is it up there, that people are getting their shots with it.
I know. We got a fellow Canadian in the chat. We got Ida that joined us. Ida Kite. Let's see if Ida's got
it. Hey, Ida. How you doing, Ida? Yeah, so but this just goes back to the conversation we were having the other night. So if you want real news for your own country, you can't look at your country's news. You've got to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Right.
So if you want American news, you better go overseas and get it.
We had a good idea. You came up with part of it.
Oh, yes, we did. We actually got a great idea. Lori and I was talking about this the other day of putting together like an app or something where you can get like global, all of local news. You can get like the Canadian news, the American news, the German news, the EU news, the Australian news. And that way, and you can put it in there and make it to where you can type in what you're looking for, like news on America.
They already have it.
No. We looked. They don't have it like that. They have it where you can go shop the news, but this is different. I want it to where you can just, it'll all be in one place. And when you say what on that phone, it brings up all the news pertaining to America from all the countries.
Yeah, that's what we're finding. Bam. But like say in Canada, you can't find out what's going on unless you find a really reputable, say independent, or like other people overseas. When Joe was talking to them, they know more about what's going on in the U.S. than what you can find in the U.S. news. And we're finding this all around the world.
And that's just like we were talking about with Biden. According to iMedia, he's the next best thing to crack the wheat. According to the European media, he's an idiot.
Which is true. And then
which is true, but still.
Stuff I found out about Mr. Fancy Pants there, Mr. Castro.
Oh, I checked into that thing you sent me about the investigation into Canada.
Yes. What did you
say? So when I talk with Reese about this, he says it's not exactly like that. He said what they're doing is they're looking to find out how many – he said they sent a thing to Trudeau saying, look, we want to know how many people of China is in your country. Not even so, just how many Chinese are in your country and deal. We want to know what's your working. Yeah. He said, what is your working relationship with them? He said, we already know that they don't have military there. I mean, they're talking about like tanks and planes and jets and shit. Mm-hmm. Not that they're not military people. I want to clarify that because people get confused when I say that. So there's military people there, just not military equipment. But Canada has its own military equipment.
But
so,
I told you right in the middle because Saskatchewan kept coming up, you said.
Yeah, damn
and I said the same thing with Alberta because Canada is so big. Up in the northern stuff, there's nothing there. That's where they're finding these people. Training. Yeah.
So America's basically said, they basically put Trudeau on notice is what they did. We're watching you now, Trudeau. We know what's up there. We scanned your whole country now. We want you to know.
What about you mean the dean of the G7 that he isn't?
Yeah, that's what he isn't. So they want a complete accounting for all his dealings with China. If they don't get it, they're going to go after it. So he may not be prime minister for much longer if he don't straighten that. Because America will go after him. America just will keep putting
heat on him. Well, this bill C-10 needs to stop. I was talking to one of our other fellow hosts, and I emailed them something. And they said, no, bill C-10 didn't go through. I forgot to send them the screenshot that I sent you because this came from Rebel News. Now, they're not always 100% right, but they're pretty good for independent. They released today that they snuck it in, and now they're going after hate speech. So I don't know if I can verify that or not.
Well, I've heard a couple things about hate speech, not just in your country, in a couple countries. They want to do a bill in the United States.
And the mini left arm of the CCP, because the government will control everything we can watch, everything we can say on podcasts, on social media, and you try and access.
And your country, they said the same thing about your country that they said about our country, that they said about Mexico, that they said about England, that they're going to introduce it, but the courts will shoot it down. Because in all of our countries, the way our rights are set up, it'll be a big infringement of freedom of speech. So You know, Trudeau might get it pushed through, but they're kind of leaning that most of Canadians.
Yeah, but what Mr. Pink Pants does, especially under the protection of what's going on, he waits till Friday afternoon till everybody's gone home, just like what Slug Ford did with extending his powers till December here in Ontario, is they wait till Friday till they don't barely have a quorum of all their guys, everybody's gone home, and then they pass stuff through. And he's done it all. He's done it for the last year and a half.
Yeah, but he hasn't. I was looking at that the other day. I mean, I've seen him pass some goofy shit, but this is something that the Canadian people are going to go for. Most so you got 38 million. Yeah, they will though when they start sanctioning them on Facebook. So they got 38 million Canadians. I can already tell you that 36 million aren't going to go for it. So all Trudeau would do is guarantee he get put out of office is all he would do, because Canada's going to overturn that as a citizen. But there's some things that y'all just don't have the right to do like we do in the United States. So we get a lot of stuff overturned, but it's like the courts today. I mean, the Supreme Court's been busy this year overturning them, but that's another thing. They asked Sotomayor and what's his name? I can't think of damn Kavanaugh. Is that his name? They asked both of them about it. He said, oh, no, we would shoot it down immediately. He said, we would shoot it down immediately. And he said, that is not going to happen. Actually, right now, I was talking to an attorney about this. We've been discussing social media. Is since it's labeled media, don't the people on it have the rights of the media? And all the lawyers I've talked to agree that they do. So this may be a new way to go after Facebook and Twitter. Well, no one happens on YouTube because YouTube does not identify as social media.
Yeah, but Project Mockingbird is alive and well. It's never ended. Nobody said it did.
Yeah, they do say that both the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, MySpace would all have to change their rules because of it.
MySpace? Oh my God, that's the way of the dinosaur.
Shit, MySpace still got 600. It got more people on it than Twitter does. That's what, really? See, that's what people get confused about.
I haven't got on my account. I came on Facebook right when it came out. I don't even remember the password. Michael, were you on MySpace?
Oh, yeah.
We got 68,000 followers on MySpace. We got more than we do on LinkedIn.
Stream it over there.
they've got, last I checked, it's 680 million followers.
Wow.
And, they're actually quite a bit bigger than people think. But they do music now. That's why. And they're growing. Right. They're going to catch back up with Facebook because they're becoming a music.
Social very slow.
You know, so it's a different kind of setup now. But yeah,
always did. Like, you could get great music with bands and stuff.
Yeah, but but in the beginning, MySpace was the original social media.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And then Facebook came along and did it a little bit better.
They
didn't even do it better. They just had better advertisements.
One page. You couldn't control anything compared to what it is now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's up. But, you know, and then Twitter keeps losing people. Twitter they lost 38 million people in Guatemala. They lost a bunch in Africa. Countries are throwing them out left and right because they just effed up when they banned Trump. People are like, no, you can't cut a world leader off from speaking to the world. We're just not going for that. Mm-hmm. I know at least 11 European countries threw him out, about 6 or 7 South American countries threw him out, a couple of African countries threw him out, and it keeps going more and more and more. The reason he got thrown out in Africa was one of the leaders was saying something, one of the apartheid leaders was saying something, and they said, well, you can't say that on Twitter. And they threw him off, and the guy went on TV the next day and said, guess what? You're thrown out of our country. There goes 38 million of your subscribers right there. And they cut them off. They can't even get on the internet in their country. So if you live there, you can't get them no matter what. They're banned from the country. And actually, they made a law. If you caught using it, you can't go to jail for it. So
that's where we're going with this Bill C-10. And I cannot believe the amount of people that haven't even heard of it, don't know about it, nothing.
But that's what I'm saying. When it impacts them, that's when it will change. So it'll initially go out, and they'll see what they can do about it, you know, how far they can push it. And once the people realize what's going on, once you start screwing with the people's social media – See, Facebook learned this. That's why Facebook, you notice, Facebook has eased off of Facebook jail because Facebook started losing listeners, viewers. And now there's a couple of new conservative things like Facebook coming out. So people are starting to move away from Facebook. So Mark decided, So he said, we're going to let him go. Now, you know, they said they're going to unban Trump, like 18 months from now or something. But I don't know how. I know Trump's got a lawsuit against him, but I don't know how that's playing out. But I know a bunch of the judges said that if it's social media, then it has to abide by free speech. Mm-hmm. So, and just because it's a private company. So in other words, if you're at work, the company can tell you stuff like, you can't be mean to your employees, you can't F this, F that, F this, but that's a job. But they still can't dictate to you what you can say and what you can't say. Mm-hmm. So on Facebook, they're not supposed to dictate anything. Facebook is supposed to be a social media where people can exchange ideas, thoughts, and whatever they want. And it's not Facebook's job to police America. That's the government's job. And if the government don't have a problem with what we're saying, Facebook shouldn't either. So they're finding out. But what's really going on is there's been no one step up to push them. You need somebody that's got a little name behind it that can get up there and say, let's get organized, let's start getting off of Facebook, let's get off of Twitter. All I do is do harm.
Yeah, but Mike Lindell said he was doing that from my pillow, right? He's got frank speech. And to sign up for it, the only way you can sign up is if you catch him live. And then even then he said, this is going to be better than Twitter. It's going to be better than Facebook. And I've been on there. It's not. It's like a live streaming news type of thing, but it's whatever he wants to put on there or whatever they decide to stream. So it's really no comparison. Mm-hmm. My Parler's back. I liked Parler when it was out there because you could say whatever you want.
I was reading today they caught an alligator in Connecticut and an alligator in Massachusetts.
There you go.
7-footers, man. What are they doing so far north?
They caught one upstate, man, Whitney Point, a few years ago. Because people bring them up from Florida. They release them in lakes, tributaries, or whatever, and they grow.
Yeah, they don't got this one like this guy from Florida's got, right? Just thinks longing in his pickup truck. Yeah. It's a big old gator. He said he liked to lost an arm getting him.
Oof. Yeah, lots to eat. No competition.
Trying to say early COVID virus samples were deleted from NIH database. Why?
Dun, dun, dun.
We should always ask why. When something doesn't make sense, why?
We should always ask why. Brett Favre, unfair for transgender elites to compete against biological women at Olympics. I agree with that.
I agree.
I have no problem with transgenders. I just don't think they should be competing against women. Well, you know, in Louisiana, he shot that bill down. So they put a bill up to keep transes from doing. He said, no, we got a liberal governor in Louisiana right now. He shot it down. He said, no. He said, if they want to compete, they can. That's just not fair. It's like the wrestler guy. He won every competition. Yeah, because the guy's my size with my muscle base. Picking on these little girls, man. Even if they're big girls, they're still girls.
In MMA because a transgender female. Now, Blair White, who is very right-sided, she's a transgender female, and she's not well-liked by the LGBTQ community, which I think she had a really good point. And she said the way to solve this, because everybody's talking about this, like, where do you draw the line? She says if you've transitioned before you've gone through full puberty, then possibly you can compete in the sex category that you are. But if you've already, say, been a man, gone through full puberty, had the benefit of testosterone, the bone strength, the bone width, everything else, then no, you can't, because you're going to kill somebody, and they will. Men are stronger than women. I don't care what anybody says.
The upper body strength, men have 3 times the upper body strength. There's nothing women can do, but they can work out, they can buff up, they can do whatever they want. It's just not going to be there.
It's not going to happen.
And make this point clear, people. When I was in the service, we used to compete with the Navy and the Marines, and the women would compete as well. Well, some of these Marine girls were buff. I mean, they were muscle. So I still remember this girl. She's like 5'6". She comes running up to me, swinging, kicking, doing all kind of stuff. And I put my arm out and just lifted her up and dropped her ass. She's like, "But that's not even fair." I'm like, "Dude, I'm like, chick, I'm like 3 times your size."
We're
and I was in excellent shape at the time.
We're in the military. It's not fair. If somebody from the opposite side did that to you, what do you do? Whine and say, that's
not
fair.
Oh, that's something else Putin was laughing about. Biden wants to lower military standards so that more women can get in and get in. And the military's like, what are you doing? We don't have enough training as it is. What the hell's going on here? And now he wants to desize our fleet. China's building ships by the shitloads. Trump wanted to bring us up to 500 ships. And here's Biden going, we don't need all those ships. What do we need that for? Well, maybe because China's trying to take over the world, you ass. But there's a lot of other stuff going on that we really need to talk about with China. So they're expecting a couple of things going on. So y'all know that somebody, there's been a rumor for a while. My wife brought to my attention first. But this has been floating around for a while. Some high-ranking Chinese official has come over to the United States. He asked for whatever you call it and came to the United States. They're saying this guy knows senators and congressmen, senators and House reps that have taken money or had dealings with China. They got a list of all the businesses that have either given technology or accepted money from China.
Sanctuary.
They're
sanctuary.
Like, so I was wondering why the Dems were so antsy lately, and this is why. It was 2 reasons why, but now they've got to worry because if this comes out, there could be a lot of people going to jail here. Yep. So they're saying Biden's keeping it on a hush-hush until they find out what's going on. Now, Biden's keeping it on a hush-hush So in case it's going to implicate all of his friends, because that's what it's looking like. Because one of the leaks from China suggested that whoever this guy was had big ties with the Democratic Party. But they're saying he's still there. The Chinese says he's still there. So I forgot which news media was. So, well, why don't you bring him out so we can see him? Because we think he's here.
They're saying Biden's DOJ is supposed to be, I was missing a lot of stuff on this, and I can't verify it. I'm calling false on it, but they're saying Biden's DOJ is going after his kid.
I don't know if Biden's DOJ is, but there's a couple people going after his kid because his kid's guilty. And if they let him go, it's going to cause problems in the country. And the Republicans are going to use it to beat the Democrats up in the next election. Look, ladies and gentlemen, in case y'all didn't know this, the Republicans, before the election even starts, have already won the House and the Senate back. They're getting 11 seats. Ooh. So the Democrats have lost 7 seats, 4 in the House, or 5 in the House and 2 in the Senate. Because of shrinking demographics like in New York and California, they've lost seats. The Republicans, because it's growing, actually gained 4 seats. So that's 11 seat gain before the election even starts. They've gained 11 seats, which right now is enough to take back the House and the Senate. So if they take any more seats, it could be a landslide for them. So yeah, the Dems are shitting. They're about to have a heart attack. They thought they had it, now they don't. And now one of the big Dems at MSN came out with this article about is this the end of the Democratic governance? Because one, the infrastructure bill is still alive, but barely. The voting rights been shot down. That's just not going to happen. The gun bill is not going to happen. Anything that takes 60 votes is not going to happen. And there's enough Democrats that they're not going to touch the filibuster that it's not going to change. Because most Democrats are smart and scared that because Democrats learned a lesson. Remember when the Democrats changed it from a full majority to a simple majority, 51 votes. Well, the Republicans used the hell out of that under Trump. They used it all over the place. So Democrats kind of regret doing that, and they're scared that if they do the filibuster, it'll be the same damn thing. Yes, it'll be good for them right now, but as soon as and the country's against it. That's the best part. 90% of America's against removing the filibuster. So that's another thing they can beat up the Democrats. Oh, look, they're just power hungry, trying to change the voting rules, trying to do this, trying to do that, and they really are. The Democrats want to change the voting rules so they can make it easier to cheat. That's the whole reason they didn't want IDs and that you could vote for 30 days out with mail with no IDs. So you're going to get endless amounts of mail-in ballots. We don't even know where they came from. No IDs. We don't even know who they're for. We're just going to have to count them like they're real. No, that's bullshit. So the Republicans shot that crap down. And I don't even know why the Democrats tried that. The country's not into that right now. Only the libtards are. Mm-hmm. Only the people like AOC. And I have to agree with what Mike said earlier. AOC's...
Yeah.
Playtime is pretty much down. Right,
she now served her purpose, and unfortunately, that's how unintelligent she is. Like Michael said, she thought she was like hot, you know what? And now that her purpose has been served, she's out. Right, Michael? Isn't that word you used? She was in, now she's out.
She's outside cat.
That's it, outside cat. I like that.
Okay, here's some non-news. Jennifer Aniston would probably say she banged David Schwimmer if it was true.
How old are these people?
I don't know.
They're mid-50s?
They can still have sex, man.
Oh my God.
And Diesel explains the beef with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Who gives a shit? Sorry, this is just coming across the screen while we're talking.
File Democrats that under. Must learn
the GOP won't give Biden a win. Yeah, well, you didn't know that? Come on, I could have told them that. New Jersey governor tweaks cruise on Cancun over moving.
Read the Supreme Court story on how they ruled for a cheerleader today who got punished from her high school because she went on social media. She was like, F the school, F the cheerleader, F this or whatever. And then they ruled in her favor just today. Landmark case because, they're starting to go after people who are punishing us, regular old folks out there for saying what we say on social media.
And so, yeah, that is landmark. That's actually epic because cancel culture is at an all-time high. And unless you're going along with the narrative, I mean, you're not lamb-based. It isn't even the word. It's awful what happened. So that is landmark, actually, Michael. I'm glad that they ruled in her favor.
It looks like the Chinese raided a CNN newsroom in Hong Kong.
I did see that. Yes, I did.
Was it CNN or was it somebody else's? It won't tell me who it is.
I don't know, but it was one of the fake news.
It says newsroom raid has chilling effect on the press in Hong Kong. Yeah, I bet you it did. Yeah, so, you know,
about, was it the last bastion of free speech that's been ended because it was raided by CCP, they thought. Yeah.
They need, I don't know why Britain just don't take Hong Kong back to China.
China has a lot of interest in Time Warner and, you know, what Time Warner used to own anyway. But now they own a chunk of CNN. They give a big, huge amount of money. They buy into these projects, you know, so they have influence. And here you have this communist nation that has influence over American media.
Omar and Bernie Sanders want to bring woke socialism to school cafeterias.
Bernie Sanders.
Jesus Christ. I don't even know how Omar's still in office. They're all over. You know, Nancy's being sued over this. 400 rabbis got together. They're suing her. They're like, she needs to go. Nancy's like, well, she ain't got that.
She needs to go.
Nancy should have been gone a long time ago.
There's pictures of her as a 20-something-year-old aide hanging off of JFK Jr. That's how long she had, or JFK Jr. That's how long that woman's been there. She needs to leave.
Yes, and we were talking about that the other day. Is there a way that the people can sponsor a bill for term limitations? And there is. So you got to get X amount of votes. I think you got to get like 500,000 out of each state, and then you can go ahead and put it on the ballot, and then they got to vote on it. I can already tell you, Americans would vote overwhelmingly to kick them out. They'd be like, no, it's always been to me two terms in the Senate because they're 6 years each, that's 12 years, five terms in the House because they're 2 years each, that's 12, or 10 years, no, make it six terms in the House. So six terms in the House, two terms in the air. So that's a total of 8 terms you can serve. That's 24 years you can serve. After that, go find something else to do. Go be a mayor somewhere. Go be a rep somewhere.
Justin Trudeau's dad, look at how long he was in power up here in Canada. They should only be able to serve 2 terms and you're out.
Because after X amount of time, you don't even care. We only care about getting reelected and what's going on. Thank you, Chris. Let's see. A 13-year-old Sangway County male died last week, 3 days after receiving his second dose of COVID-19.
There are tons of stories like this. Really sad. Really, really sad.
Yeah, let's see.
And people tell me, well, because that's out of 1 million or 2 million or 5 million. I said, it doesn't matter. Dead is dead. Dead is dead. And for that kid, for his family, for his community, they're suffering. And see, so you may or may not get COVID. But if you choose to get the shot, you know you're getting it. And anything that happens to you because of that is something that you invited. So it's with a lot of people, they don't want to get the shot now because, one, they think COVID's over. And, two, they're afraid. Mm-hmm. Scared. Scared. I mean, not just, you know, it doesn't just kill people. I've seen vaccine stories that disabled them and will cause brain you know, clots in your brain, and they have like aneurysms and that type of thing. So, man,
the transfection component that they're looking at, people that aren't versus living with someone that is, and what's happening to them. It's starting to really come out. So
these are the trials, but sure, vaccinate people who are at risk. That's fine, you know. But everybody else, let them make their own choice. You know, my body, my choice. Right? Isn't that what's supposed to be?
Yep.
Say for abortion, my body, my choice.
See, I would go against that if the person without the vaccination was transmitting it to somebody else, but they're not. If you've got the vaccination, you can't get it from that person. So what does it matter if they get it? It's always been my thing with school shots. I'm all for getting my kids shots, but the thing of it is, you know, if he's all shotted up, Jane Doe ain't. She's not going to get my kid anything. She's just going to get something from my kid. I never did see the big deal about that, but hey, you know. I understand wiping out disease, but shit.
No, I agree with that, Joe. But what they're seeing, too, is if you got a spouse, one has it, one doesn't. The spouse that doesn't have it, especially women, getting major side effects. Men, too. Private parts swelling up, decreased sperm counts, covered in bruises. And they're getting more and more reports of this. Little babies bleeding, like 3 months old, up to 18 months old, menstruating, little babies, like all babies dying that are nursing, mother took the shot, like there's a lot going on up there.
They tell you not to give them nursing medicine.
Around 300 or 400 people a day die of COVID right now in the U.S., 300 or 400 out of 330 million people. So what is the rush to get the whole world inoculated? in some places it's going up because of this variant, and you know they're going to mitigate that and do what they do. It'll go back down again, and there'll be another variant go up and down. But until people get that herd immunity, it's going to keep coming around. Vaccinations are not. They're going to have to keep changing the vaccinations up or making booster shots. And they don't know what the vaccination is going to do to you long term. They don't know what's going to do to you in a year, let alone 2 or 5 or 10. And so what if you are 12 and you get the vaccination and it screws up your reproduction system or something, or it unbalances you and opens you up to other things, you know, because it's a delicate system we're talking about.
Well, and that's we talked about this earlier. So this is the truth about this, people. There's about 7 different vaccinations you can get out there. 2 of them are seriously new technology. I mean, seriously new. Moderna and with the other one, what's the other one?
Starts with Pfizer.
Pfizer. No, not Pfizer. Yeah, Pfizer. I was thinking AstraZeneca. Yeah, Pfizer, Moderna. They're using technology that could be a really good thing in the future. Right now, it's not a technology that we really understand. And what this technology does is it doesn't so much target a virus as it targets the way the virus looks. They were developing this. They had developed it for Ebola or something else. And then they decided this would be a great virus to get cancer. They could teach it what the cancer looked like, and then it could go in and individually attack the cells and eat the cancer. Great idea, because they're saying they're going to cure cancer within 40 years. Great idea. But we decided we're going to use this for vaccination now. So we took a technology that identifies a gene in your body and then inserts something and changes the gene. I'm thinking, go changing genes without actually knowing what you're doing is a risky business, man. I mean, it may not cause any harm at all. But then again, 10 years from now or 5 years from now, it could cause a lot of harm. We just, at this point, no one knows 100% credit, man.
But at the same time, in the UK right now, they're developing 5 different pills that you can take if you have COVID. One you could take before and prevent it. The rest you could take if you get COVID so it doesn't kill you. What it does, it goes into your lungs. You know, COVID, think about it. It's actually called SARS-CoV-2. It's a very fast targeting pneumonia in your lungs. It just fills your lungs full of fluid. It also destroys your lungs. It can anyway, right? But pills is much better. You know, you're sick, you get a pill like anything else, and you heal. But why the vaccination? Why be so hardcore that everyone's got it and, you know, giving them money for it? I mean,
signing
people up to the lottery and, you know, here's free Yankee tickets or I don't know, man. It's very, to me, it's just very odd. And I'd be the first person to say, sure, you know, you have something worthy, you can stop this problem, but
well, it's one of the reasons I wanted to go with the Johnson & Johnson, because I knew it was a basic technology. It was a flu versus, you know, it was a flu technology combined with a COVID technology, which is what most viruses are. You know, they'll take a cold and a flu, and then they'll put it together, and that's what they get. But that COVID, you know, then 3 of those are like that. The rest are all different. And I'm always weird about testing new technologies on humans. You just don't know, really. And that's the reason nobody will give Pfizer or Moderna a thing on the disease. America refused. You see what the FDA told them? No, you're not getting a thing for this. No, indeed not. We're going to hold you responsible if something happens here. So they won't make it a done deal. And the country just won't give them the thing and says, hey, it's approved. We're not. We gave emergency approval. And for some reason, even the FDA doesn't want to give them full approval. I think they're scared. I think the FDA is scared that somewhere in 3 or 5 or 6 years there might be a problem. And they're going to take away lawsuit ability from the country.
There's tens of thousands of cases now of heart swelling, you know, and enlarging, and also brain swelling, like encephalopathy from the shot. So in young males.
Myocarditis. It's called cardiomyopathy. There's a lot of people.
Right. And there's been a lot of little things that's come up. And I can't.
Not little. I mean, big enough where they stopped giving the shots out, you know, to that group of people. So.
Well, yeah, I remember when Johnson & Johnson was giving people blood clots. Well, let me rephrase it. It was giving women blood clots, especially women, because they were taking a certain kind of birth control.
Right. They're on birth control.
Yeah. So they identified that and they fixed it. But still, you know,
they banned them, that group.
Yeah, that's what they did. They said that's what I mean by fixing it. They said y'all can't have the shot. They weren't going to go in and change the virus, the thing, because it works good, and or works okay, I guess. But it's just, you just got to wonder about all of this. But there's a lot of people died from this virus. Of course, I did see a new lawsuit from a bunch of doctors in the United States that they want to know what the real death toll is.
And, that's the bitch of it. What's the real numbers? What's the math? I mean, and if you don't know the numbers, there's no way of knowing.
Errors because were reported as less than 1%. Typically, that's reported. Never mind if you talk to physicians, the reports they have to fill out, never mind everything else they got to do. It's a 9 to 11 page document, and there's no room to report about this particular vaccine. So it means you have to dictate another note. That's why you're getting such low numbers being reported.
Well, I want to see the numbers of the dead, but I also want to see the numbers of the dead, of the people who are at risk in those nursing homes over a certain age, and then, you know, subtract that number from the rest. And, you know, do you have a situation that really warrants the vaccine and forcing it on everybody? You know, because businesses are forcing it on people. You know, the government can't do it, but businesses can do it. How is that right?
Well, you know, I know. And then I see they... what was it, 600,000? Oh, no, I can't remember. Shit.
The government can't do it because it's an emergency use drug. They have to go to Congress to vote on it, and they'd never vote a mandatory shot. All of Congress?
No, because the courts would shoot it down. No, they thought about it. The Dems thought about it. But all nine of the justices said, though, we will shoot that down. You can't tell people they have to have vaccination.
Because it's emergency use. It doesn't have any trials.
And then you need
years of trials.
28 states passed rules saying you can't ask if someone's had a COVID vaccination or not.
But it wasn't like people were dropping like flies. It wasn't like an Ebola with a 90% case fatality rate, right? It's just, I don't know, man. There's a lot of stuff that doesn't add up. A lot. So
yeah, there's a lot of weirdness on there. There's definitely. So wait, what are you sending me? Who sent me what?
Do we have to get out of here? No, it's almost 9.
Oh shit, we gotta go. I didn't even realize that. I'm glad you said something. We gotta go.
I know, that's why I did.
Michelle gonna be shooting me. Guys, girls, thanks everybody tuning in. Essentials. We started a little late. Real quick, sports journalist Jason Wilcock. He's a black man, by the way. He wants a damn Floyd statue tore down. He says makes black
racist.
People look stupid. He said they're making racist. Racist and stupid. He said the guy was a criminal. He should not be treated as anything else. Go on, Jason. I like you, brother. Anyway, we got to go, guys.
Again. It wasn't Martin Luther King, that's for sure.
But we got to go, guys. We'll get into the COVID discussion later on in the year a little more in depth because there's a lot more to talk about now. It's about Fauci's new stuff, the Wuhan stuff. China's done it. You know, China's got in trouble now. So this real quick before I left. Before we leave, I heard today it's a good chance with this guy who defected and the Wuhan virus is that we may cut off contact with China completely. That's not a good thing, people.
So buy up your toilet paper and your underwear now.
Nah. We get our toilet paper from Canada.
Yeah, and I don't wear underwear, man, so we're good.
That's why I always chafe, man. Get that toilet paper from Canada.
Thanks to everybody kidding. In the chat that joined us on Facebook.
Yeah, we got to go. Coming up next, the Outer Realm with Michelle and they got the Relic Hunters on them tonight.
Red Pill News tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern.
And I won't be back until Friday on Science Beyond. I have John, the good ones with me, and we'll be talking about the e-wards that are coming up. On that note, we got to go. It was really fast, really quick, and we will see all of y'all in a couple of days. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. We're out of here. Click and click. Guys, I'll talk to you.